Hoshea Parakei Pasuk Yud Aleph. Technically, this is supposed to be the limud for the day of Tisha B'Av itself on Sunday of this year, depending on when you're listening to me. And this is actually a parsha that I think we have no reason that we cannot learn. Learning the sad and tragic parts of the Nach are permitted on Tisha B'Av. The examples that are given, parts of Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, I'm pretty sure this section of Perek Hey of Hoshea would apply as well. But if we're listening to it on Yud, just remember on Yud of the Beis HaMikdash continued to burn. So still apropos. Ashuk Ephraim. Ephraim is plundered. 10 tribes are plundered. Ritzutz Mishpat. Broken by judgment. Broken in the hands of the nations. Plundered by the nations. Deceived by the nations, judged by the nations. Why? Because we wanted to be like them. Ki hoel halach acharetzav, because he desired and followed a command. What is this command? The commands, says Rashi, of the Nevi'ei HaBaal. The commands that we were following were the commands of humanism and being like everybody else and progressivism. I'm sorry. If you're a progressive, I apologize. Your politics don't have to be my politics. But we want to be like everybody else. We want to be like the prevailing trends. Like an adolescent trying to copy a dance on TikTok. That's what happens when Klal Yisrael has a gay pride parade in Yerushalayim. Yudbeiz vani cha'osh le'Ephraim. I am like a moth to Ephraim. Like a moth eating the clothing, says Radak. V'charakav le'Beis Yehuda. And like decay. Like the worm, Rashi says, that hollows out the wood. Radak says it's the decay itself, which eats bone and wood. Destruction, not suddenly, but gradually, by degrees. We had a tree a few houses away from us that it turned out they inspected it and they discovered it was completely hollowed out and it was just waiting to fall on somebody's parked car. There was nothing holding it up. It was just an outside, but on the inside there was no core to it. A moth, Malbim says, eats from the outside, and the decay develops from the inside. So the moth eating from the outside is Ephraim. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I don't live in Ephraim. Ephraim's never wanted me to live among them. My Shekhinah doesn't rest there. Isn't that horrifying? 5/6, 82% of the Jewish people, Hashem doesn't live among them. And Yehuda, where I do live, the decay is from within, where my divine presence is, but they're letting themselves decay from the inside. So whether it's from outside, inside, or all around, you're decaying and you're going to collapse. Yigimel vayar Ephraim eschol yov Yehuda es mezoro. And Ephraim saw his ailment, his sickness, and Yehuda saw his pain. Ephraim in his time, and eventually Yehuda in his time. They're attacked by enemies. They're being plundered. They're being beset on all sides on a regular basis. What are you supposed to do when Palestine and protests and everything else is happening worldwide? What are you supposed to do? Learn from it. But what do we do instead? Vayelech Ephraim el Ashur. We go to our foreign allies. Ephraim went to Assyria. Try to get some help from them. Hoshea ben Elah was a vassal against Ashur and then later rebelled against him, Rashi brings down. Menachem ben Gadi, Radak says, was a king of Yisrael. When Pul, the king of Ashur, showed up, he gave him 1,000 talents of silver so that he will have some backing in his own civil conflict. We go looking for the rest of the world to save us. By Yishlach el Melech Yorev. And he sent to the king of Yorev as well. Now, this is Achaz, who bribed Tiglath-Pileser against Ritzin Melech Amram and Pekach ben Remaliah. V'hu lo yuchal lirpo lochem, but he's not going to be able to heal you. You think? Achaz is going to have all kinds of problems. He was Melech Yehuda. He was Chizkiyahu's father. And he gave away bribes, and it didn't help. V'lo yikhem yikhem mazar. He will not remove the pain from you. He's not going to heal you. Waiting for the other nations to help you out is never the answer. Modern Israel is still working within the boundaries of politics as usual, even when it's not usual. But it's not the other countries. It's not the UN. It's not CNN, it's not showing that it's all falsehood about the starving child in Gaza and all the rest of it. That's never going to change their minds. Yadalad kenochicha shachal le'Ephraim. I am like a young lion to Ephraim. Nobody's going to rescue you from me. You think the king of Ashur can defeat a young lion? V'chakifir leves Yehuda? Or like the offspring of a lion? There are five different stages of lion adulthood and childhood. Shachal is a young lion, a whelp. A younger lion is a kfir to base Yehuda. Ani etrov ve'elech. I am going to tear you up. I'm going to shred you and go away. Esa ve'ein matzil. I will carry off and no one will rescue. This is not a natural disease. It came from Wuhan. No. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If we're learning this on Tisha B'Av, I'm going to destroy you, and nobody can save you from the destruction. Think about this in Eicha and Kinnis. Finally, Tesvav, Eilech Ashuva El Mekomi. I'm going to go away and return to my place. Not you do tshuva. I'm going away and I'm going to return to heaven. I'm going to withdraw from Yehuda. I'm going to withdraw. I was never in Yisrael the way they behave. Arasher Yeshmu Uvik Shufanai. Until they admit their guilt and seek my face. And only Batsar Lohem Yishacharunini. When they are in dire straits, when they're Bein HaMitzarim, when they're in the narrow place, that's when they're going to seek me out. But Sefer Eicha, Sefer Kinnis, what we hear is it's too little, too late. All of a sudden, we're davening. Then they're going to recognize, they're going to admit their guilt, they're going to seek my pardon. Not going to happen. Gemara Sanhedrin says it could be one of two things. Either they're going to recognize their guilt on their own and seek me out and do tshuva, or they're going to have so many misfortunes that they're going to realize that it's all their own fault and their plight is going to force them to suddenly pray. But it doesn't say I'm going to save them. And that's why this is a Tisha B'Av Limud. We were warned hundreds of years in advance by the Navi Hosea, by the Navi Yeshaya, by all of the Treyasar. We were warned, we were warned, we were warned. Dozens of years in advance by Yirmiyah, half a dozen years in advance by Yechezkel, again and again and again. Hashem sent the, you know, your house is underwater, and Hashem sends the boat, and Hashem sends the helicopter, and Hashem sends the people to save you, and you ignore it, and finally you say, God's going to save me. Who do you think sent the boat and the helicopter and the airplane? If we want to get out of the Tisha B'Av cycle of destruction, we have to finally learn the lesson that Hosea tried to tell us 3,000 years ago.